Gabriel.com.
Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Bishop Hartley on the road at Central Crossing. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
A gorgeous night for high school football. We greet you from Central Crossing High School tonight for the showdown between Bishop Hartley and Central Crossing. And Larry Wolf, you look at this matchup tonight. Who'd have thunk it? You got two teams coming in 0-1. Two teams that last year both made it to the playoffs. And, of course, Hartley, an eventual state champion. Are you surprised at all? Tough games for both of these teams, though, in week number one, respectively, with Pickerington North and also with Toledo Central Catholic.
Two very tough opening games for both teams. I give the edge to Hartley tonight only because they've been there, done that before. Central Crossing is a two-time playoff team. Hartley's been there numerous times, and these kids know how to come back after a tough loss. I'm going to give the edge to Hartley tonight.
And you heard Ryan in the pregame show talking to Connor Collins. He will get the nod at quarterback tonight in the stead of Jake Ruby, who hopefully will be back in a couple weeks, perhaps in time for that DeSales contest.
Well, he better be.
We're going to pause when we come back on the other side. We'll hear from both head coaches, but first we'll pause and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home, so you can get better, so you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Hartley Hawks, Brad Birchfield. And, Coach, let's give us a take on what happened last week against Toledo Central Catholic. 31-28 the final. Give us a synopsis, if you will.
Really, it was a heartbreaker. We took the lead with about 2 minutes to go, and then they went down the field and scored 27 seconds left on a fourth down play. They did a great job. I mean, they're one of the best teams in Ohio, and it was really a fantastic game. I mean, it was a heartbreaker for us to lose. We would have loved to win, and we gave it everything we had. But if you were just a fan of Ohio high school football, seeing those two teams tee it up, you'd be excited.
I know an L is always an L, but talk about the positives. What bright spots did you find in the game last week?
It's over. So when you see those guys out there, and as daunting as they are and as good as they are, I mean, you just want to see where you match up. Week one is such a difficult thing to gauge to begin with. So I think it's over, and that's good. But like I said, we would have loved to win. We would have qualified for the playoffs with that win right there week one, beating a team of that caliber. So we'd have loved it, but it didn't happen. And I do think, in all seriousness, that it creates a renewed sense of urgency. I mean, our kids always practice hard and do what we ask, but it certainly creates a new vigor in practice and a new sense of focus. So those things are good.
Talk about the schedule and how you approach that with the team. Your first six games are on the road. What do you mention to them about that, or do you say anything about it?
You know, we don't say as much just because with our schedule, it is crazy. You know, we played six games in a row on the road before, so our kids have kind of been down that road before. But we don't mention as much. I mean, our kids, like all CCL kids, will play anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Let's talk about your offense. What can we look for from your offense tonight?
It'll be interesting because Central Crossing has a big, strong defensive line, and are we going to be able to establish off tackle? That's going to be a great question and a great thing for people to look at. And also, what kind of speed advantage do we have, or do we have one at all? Are we going to be able to block them on the perimeter? So those are a couple things that we want to look at. We threw the ball pretty well last week, so does that cause a defense to respect us, or are they going to continue to load the box?
And how about your defense?
Yeah, we've got tackle Derek Williamson. He's a great football player. Everything they do on their entire program, I think, goes to the Williamson family. So he is he's a fantastic player. He's a big old burly bear, and we've got to tackle him.
So again, in an overview, X's and O's, what do you have to do to be successful tonight against the Comets?
I think we got to tackle Derek Williamson. That's the key. Can't give up the big plays to him. And I'd love to see us establish off tackle.
I ask a lot of coaches this when they are approaching or past a milestone birthday. Is it easier now than when you were coaching 10 or 15 years ago?
No. I think it gets, honestly, I'm going to sound like people are going to turn it off. I think coaching gets harder every single year and almost every day of every year. I mean, there's just a lot of balls that get juggled in the air, and it's difficult. I couldn't imagine. Our kids are unbelievable. I could not imagine what it would be like to not have kids on board.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today. Because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer. Which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to miraclemotormart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Comets of Central Crossing, the one and only Chris Haar in year number 7. And coach, give us a recap of last week. Obviously not the result you wanted, but you played a very difficult team in Pickerington North. Talk about that game, if you will.
We had a lot of guys who were new. I want to say we were young. We just had a lot of guys that didn't have the experience that we've had in the past. And I think that showed in the about mid to late second quarter. We just kind of fell apart. We had, for the game, 4 turnovers, which were costly turnovers. Gave up a couple big plays. And one of the other big things is we did get in the red zone a few times, 3 or 4 times, and came away with 0 points. And, you know, you can't do any of those things and expect expect to win a game, especially with a team that doesn't have the experience that they had in years past.
Now, one place you do have experience is at quarterback. Derek Williamson is back as a three-year starter. For those that have not heard him on radio in the past or seen him in person, what does he offer you at QB?
We couldn't be more excited to have Derek back. He is a true dual-threat quarterback. He rushed for over 100 yards for us last week. A little bit different than what people might think of a dual threat, as he's a load about 215, 220 pounds to take down when he's running the ball. But he offers, he threw for 2,400 yards last year. It was the all-metro team, and, you know, he has a lot of different acclimates. But now in his third year, we're really seeing his mind at work. The game, I think, is slower for him. He's able to come to the line and check calls and check plays and really see what the defense is going to give him. It's going to be exciting to see him, you know, continue to grow as the season goes on with some new receivers out there. He is a blessing to have, and we're excited to have him back.
Talk about keys to victory tonight as you take on Bishop Hartley. Both of you guys with tough games in a week, number one. How do you look at the schedule and go, oh boy, now we get to play a team that was a state champion last year?
Right, and I think that shows a lot where we're heading as a program. I mean, we get to bring in one of the best teams in Central Ohio and Bishop Hartley. They are a truly a physical team. They have a lot of athletes all over the place, and they have the great coaching and the experience of winning a state championship. And you really just look back at week one. We can't turn the ball over. We have to capitalize when we get into the red zone, and we have to minimize big plays. And if we can do those things, when you get to the fourth quarter, especially a team that's eating clock, and with us eating a little bit more clock this year, you'll have a chance. You'll have a chance in the fourth quarter to see where the game's going to go.
At the age of 40, is it more fun now than it was at the age of 30?
Well, there's ups and downs. It's always, right? We're always getting better. We're getting worse. So I guess I have to say definitely.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Welcome to week number two of the high school football season, as the CCL Game of the Week, brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation, is about to get underway as Hartley is on the road at Central Crossing tonight. Let's get you caught up on what's going on with the other Catholic teams in the area here this weekend. DeSales is already underway tonight, and they are cruising. In the first quarter, they have a 21-0 lead over Clarkson North, a football academy out of Canada. Watterson and Olentangy Orange are about to get underway, and St. Charles is on the road tonight at Reynoldsburg. Tomorrow night, Reedy will take on Briggs at Upper Arlington High School. Newark Catholic is on the road at Nelsonville, York. And Fisher Catholic hosts Portsmouth East at Burn Union. A couple other games in the area that we're going to be looking at tonight. Gahanna taking on Westerville South. Grove City at Olentangy. Lancaster at Dublin Jerome. We've got the Battle of Hilliard with Darby and Davidson. The Battle of Dublin with Kaufman in Scioto. Westerville Central is at Upper Arlington, and Olentangy Liberty is behind Cleveland Glenville 6-3 early in that one. Let's head out now to Central Crossing High School for the call of tonight's CCL football game of the week.
Brian, thank you very much. A gorgeous night for high school football. A few puffy white clouds that will evaporate when the sun goes down completely here. Game time temperature 73 degrees. Wind out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. Your officials tonight, the guys that were doing my game last night, so apparently we're grouped together. Gabe Tomlin, your referee. Your umpire is Jake Smith. Your linesman is James Gamble. The line judge is Scott Duncan, and the back judge is Jeremy Frick. Hartley won the toss and will receive going from right to left on your radio dial or your computer screen as well, too. And we're glad to have you aboard for week number two of high school football action. Ready to kick it off is Drew Carmichael, who's got all the kicking duties on his toe this season. They do a little swing back and forth to the guys along the front line for the Comets. And underway, week number two here on AM 820. And we have a flag to start things, and we'll march it back five and kick it one more time. Larry mentioned both teams coming in at 0-1 rather on the campaign, but you look at that game for Hartley, my goodness, that was a heartbreaker, losing in the last half a minute to Toledo Central Catholic as they actually took the lead 28-24 with under 4 minutes left to go.
We had a fourth and four from the 17 with 27 seconds to go, and they threw a little throwback waggle pass to their best running back, got him in space, and the rest, as they say, is history. Tough way to lose the opener.
Hartley with about four starters back on offense and defense, but plenty of guys that saw time last season. Chris Haar, the head coach for the squad from the Comets last season, remember, was up in the press box.
Oh, yeah.
This season, he's back down along the sidelines. So the market back five, they're going to kick it off again from the far hash. And the Comets in the blue, trimmed in silver and white. The Hawks in white, trimmed in blue. And here we go, Carmichael again, this time from the 35. And this time we'll have a return starting at the four, up across the 10, 15, 20, and up to the far side of the field, and undercut right at the 24-yard line. The ball's free on the bottom of the stack. Cameron Culver lost the football. See if the Hawks have it as they unstack the pile, though. No immediate sign. And the Hawks maintain possession after the return of some 20 yards. And officials timeout on the field. I think the clock may have run too far that time, because 27 seconds should not have evaporated from the clock. So I think Gabe Tomlin's going to come over to the sidelines and give us a new time to put on the clock. 11:50 would be my guess, is what he's signaling. 11:50 is what he wants on the clock.
We've got it. We're ready to go.
Either that, or he just told us to bunt. I'm not sure which. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Connor Collins. Collins at 6'6", 220, and a senior. Last year was 3 of 11 passing for 124 yards and one touchdown and one pick. He'll start at quarterback for the Hawks. You heard why on the preview show, courtesy of Ryan Baker and company. Two backs in the backfield, one man in motion top to bottom, handoff right up the middle, and a gain up to around the 27-yard line before a scrum breaks out that time. Marquette Dixon gets the handoff, a guy that stands 6 feet, 215, and a senior for Bishop Hartley.
You know, right now Hartley's going to try to probe the interior of this defensive line. If they can push him off the ball early, then it's going to just dictate the way this game's going to go. But if they can't, they'll go to their jet sweep for their outside game, see if they can out-quick them to the perimeter.
Officially a gain of 3 to the 28, second and 7 from there. Culver in motion, gets a handoff bottom to top in stride across the 30, 35 along the far sidelines, knocked out of bounds, but not until he picks up the first down. Goes out of bounds around the 41-yard line. Cameron Culver, four carries last week for 18 yards. And, you know, Larry, this is a guy you just want to see healthy.
Absolutely.
For the Hartley Hawks. Injuries the last two seasons. 2 years ago, injured his collarbone against DeSales, and last year suffered that ACL injury.
I was going to say that on the opening kickoff. If anybody needs a big year, it's Cameron Culver. He deserves a big year.
Picks up 13, first and 10 from the 41. 55 seconds have evaporated off the clock here in quarter number one. And
looks like we got another clock.
Yeah, we're going to have to reset the clock again, because the clock would stop and then start again. It would stop with the first down as they move the sticks, then start up again. So we'll have to change the time on the clock again, too. 11:06 is what they want on the clock. So they're going to add 5 seconds from 11:01 to 11:06. And the Hawks have the ball out to the 41-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from there. A lot of weapons for the Hawks this year. We mentioned Dixon already and Culver. We'll see Nick Onaga, Nick Cohn. Anybody named Nick, basically, will be in the backfield. And Philip Cole, a youngster they like, too, 5'8", 160, and a sophomore. Brad Keener went to the sidelines, the DB for the Comets. Now he's back on the field. Backs from an eye. Offset, first and 10. Dixon right up the gut, 45, up the midfield, and picks up 9 on the play. I love the way that Brad Birchfield describes his running style. Do you remember what he said about him? He runs angry.
Yeah, he does. He plays. He does everything angry. He's a middle linebacker as well, so he's used to hitting and getting hit. Big physical runner.
Second and 1 from midfield. Backs from the offset eye. Again, it goes to the fullback right up the gut. And Nick Cohn on the carry. Cohn picks up 3, nearly 4, and that will move the sticks for the Hawks with 10:41 left.
You know, up front, the Hawks return. Like, Nick Dawes had a lot of playing time last year. Thomas Kazmir and Cody Kirkbride. These are veteran guys that went through 15-game wars last year, and they're ready to go.
And after this play, we'll set up that Hartley offense for you. First and 10 now from the 46 of the Comets. Collins looks at the play card on his wrist, as do the other guys in the offensive backfield from that offset eye. With Cohn the up back and Dixon the deep man. Wing moves from top to bottom. And Blackman on display and on the counter play. Gets the handoff inside the 40, 35, all the way down to the 33-yard line. Alexander Blackman gets the handoff and finds a little opening there. There's a guy that's got some speed and also likes to play linebacker as well, too, on the inside. Has that first down for the Hawks. Up front, it is Nick Dawes along with Thomas Kazmir, Max Steinecker, Cody Kirkbride, and Adam Cohn. The tight end is Jordan Kirkbride. Jaden Manley is the wideout, and we talked about the guys in the backfield already. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Cohn to exit stage right, toss sweep that way. Dixon cuts it back, 30, 25, spins all the way down to the 23-yard line, picks up nearly 10 on the play, looks to be just shy of the first down. It'll be second down and short.
That was a great kick-out block that time by Cody Kirkbride. It was a toss sweep into the boundary, and Cody just sealed the outside man outside and had a huge hole inside to run.
The Hawks wasting no time already up to the line on a second and 1, and they just bull their way inside the 20 down to the 19-yard line, and a first down for Nick Cohn, who had one carry last week. He's already got 2 in this game.
I think every running back for Hartley has to weigh 215 pounds. I think it's a prerequisite. You can't, unless you're Onika.
Unless you're a wingback.
Unless you're Onika. Then you can be, you know, just fast.
He's 5'9 and 180. First and 10, mark the ball right at the 20.
But he can fly.
2.5 gone. Blackman is the wing to the top of the set. Back slightly offset. Sticks it again between the tackles on the right side. Cuts it back to the middle. Inside the 15 with his hand. Keeps his balance inside the 10 and finally stumbles forward to around the 6-yard line. And the Hawks, just like that, have a first and goal against the Comets.
That's the old dreaded hand down drill. He went for an extra 5 yards by putting his hand down on the ground twice and just kept his feet turning. Great run.
Picks up 14 on the play. First and goal from the 6. 9:17 and ticking. Dixon again, right up the middle, inside the goal line, in for the touchdown, but there's a flag down back at the 4-yard line with 9:12 left to go. We'll see what this is all about. And indeed, it is a holding call, according to Gabe Tomlin.
We had a bear hug inside.
Is that wrong?
Only in 48 states. This might not be one of them.
All right, just curious.
It's possible. State of confusion, it definitely is. When you're confused and you hug them, they don't like it.
And you were born where?
State of confusion.
Thank
says that
much.
On my birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Is Danger your middle name, too, or what?
No.
Okay, I just thought I'd check.
I've been called a lot of things. Danger first, would have been an upgrade.
First and goal from the 14. They peer to the sidelines to get the information from the bench. Chris Sawyer, by the way, the offensive coordinator again this season for the Bishop Hartley Hawks. Blackman on a wing to the top. Backs again slightly offset. Cohn will exit to the right. Dixon goes that way on the toss sweep inside the 10. Works his way outside. Blackman pushes him forward another yard or two inside the 8 to around the 7-yard line.
Marquette Dixon and Blackman are just, they're just horses. They are just big, strong men who can run. They run hard, and they run angry. Both of them do.
Andrew Reynolds, the outside linebacker, makes the hit on the play. A gain of 8, second and goal now from the 6 with 8:46 left to go first quarter. And Blackman walks to the bottom to be the wing. He gets it on the counter play inside the 5. Blackman falls forward to the 2, maybe closer to the 1-yard line before he stopped. It'll be third down and goal from there.
He's probably angry he didn't punch that in because he knows he's probably not going to get the ball again. He's going to go to Marquette Dixon for the touchdown here if they get it.
Dixon is the deep man. Cohn in front of him. Tight set with the wing and the tight. And Dixon's got it right up the middle and spins into the end zone for the touchdown. 8:15 left to go. Marquette Dixon gets his third touchdown on the ground this season. He scores from 2 yards, from 4 yards, and now again from just about 1 yard out. So with his third touchdown on the campaign, Hartley now leads in this game 6-0.
That was a little too easy for the Hawks. They really just didn't have to do much but just give the ball to Marquette Dixon. and Blackman to get out of the way.
New member of the offense this season as the place kicker, Mateo Agresti, 5'10", 160, and a sophomore. You know that Brad Birchfield likes to get kickers for about three or four seasons, so Agresti to attempt the extra point. Missed one last week. High snap there. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 8:15 left to go, the Hawks lead the Comets 7-0. We'll pause for this message on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
They're done with one quarter over at Alumni Stadium. DeSales has a 28-0 lead over Clarkson North. Their fourth touchdown was an Alonzo Booth 33-yard score.
So the Stallions up 28-0 after one quarter. I guess the question is, how long do you play the starters in week number two?
Well, they need playing time. If nothing else, this is like playing against your scout team. So you need to, you know, they need to stay out there and they need to play. They need timing, and they've got to be sharp because you know DeSales has bigger fish to fry.
Dixon, one-yard touchdown. Agresti with the PAT. 11 plays, 75 yards. That usurped 3:45 off the clock. Dixon on that drive had six carries, good for 43 yards as he gets the touchdown. Again, for Bishop Hartley, interesting schedule. The first six games this season on the road for the Hawks. So a lot of people were kidding, including you, that this perhaps could be a home game, right?
Yep, watch the onside kick here.
See if they kick it pooch high with the diagonal kick, and I think we're going to have an offside called against the Hawks. Apparently that's a point of emphasis in the game here tonight. I didn't see it in the first three games I've done this season, but that's our second offside we've had called on the kickoff.
It's got to be the kicker's fault. I mean, who else could it be?
You know, while we have time early in the contest, because I'll forget being an old man, we want to say congratulations to Scott Rex, and I think his wife as well, too, because they are the parents of a brand new baby boy, Will Henry Rex. 8 pounds, 10 ounces. Mom and son are doing fine. Father is questionable right now.
He was questionable before the baby.
He's day-to-day, but congratulations.
Aren't we all?
Saw the picture, great-looking kid, and he will be a great baby brother to his twin older brother, so congratulations. Couldn't happen to a nicer family. So teed up again now back at the 35-yard line for Mateo Agresti.
So now how deep is he going to kick? Is he going to try to hit it with deep in one of these corners down here?
Brad Birchfield described him last week as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs, which I thought was very apropos. The return is going to start from the 25 and is Owen Laxo. Laxo gets it up to the 36, maybe the 37-yard line with a little last spurt there. And it'll be first and 10 for Central Crossing from there with 8:06 left to go. And you look at them offensively up front in the line. Jake Kaiser at the left tackle, returning starter, 3 years now, along with Matt Peck and Luke Coons, Luis Olivio, and Kyle Bausch. Also, Daniel Ewald to see some time. Quarterback Derek Williamson. Wide receivers of Jordan Pilkington and Owen Laxo. And Makai Upchurch will start this contest as a running back, and Ryan Traversa as a wideout. They'll keep it on the ground on the first down play, and it is the quarterback Derek Williamson, who last week carried it 17 times for 103 yards and a 4-yard touchdown run. But passing, he struggled against Pickerington North, 7 of 24. Larry, 74 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions.
Central Crossing has decided size advantage up front on the offensive line, but Hartley's athletic abilities here.
Williamson to throw, dumps it in the flat, and a short gain. Nice tight rope of the sidelines out across the 40-yard line to around the 43 that time. It looked like he was going to go out of bounds at the 39, but a good job to walk the sidelines by Troy Speakman, who's got some decent speed. And I don't want to say I'm old, but I covered his dad when he was a boxer. Well, his dad is now an assistant coach here with the Comets. Called one of his matches when he fought in the parking lot of Vets Memorial.
Was that a sanctioned bout or just one that broke out?
It was a sanctioned fight. Your name did not come up.
Okay.
Twins to the top. They stack them. Now this guy in motion to the backside. That's Speakman to the bottom. Triad to the bottom. One back in the backfield. He gets the handoff. And Williamson out across the 40 up to the 45 to the 46-yard line is Pierre France on the carry that day. France will
have a short gain on the play. Francis, a guy that last week, 19 carries, 108 yards. High on this guy, too, Larry. You look at him, 5'9 and 210, and he is just a sophomore.
Yeah, he's a young one, but he's got some skills here. Now, it's fourth and one, and the Comets are going to punt. One of the things the Comets are going to have to do is hit the short passing game to kind of neutralize some of the athletes that Hartley has in the secondary. They did that on the first drive, but they just couldn't get a first down here. Fourth and one. Surprised they're not going for it.
Well, we'll see. Manley and Culver go deep. Carmichael stands back at his own 31-yard line. Averaged 34 yards a punt last week. Low snap. Pressure from the outside. Gets it off just in time. High punt for a catch called for and taken by Culver. Right at the 19-yard line. That's where the Hawks will take over on their second possession. 6:43 left to go after that 35-yard punt by Drew Carmichael.
Marquette Dixon came hard from the wide side of the field and nearly got to that punt.
Does Marquette Dixon get to rest at all or
no? No. You got a stallion, you have to ride him. You put a saddle on him, you ride him. Offense, defense, special team, everything he can do, he has to do.
You got a stallion, you play at Alumni Stadium, Chief.
That's pitiful.
You brought it up. A. First and 10 from just past the 18-yard line. 6:43 left to go in the first quarter.
I bet DeSales won't play him in hockey. A.
Thank you. Market officially at the 18. Look at this look now. They've got three to the top, one to the bottom. Culver, though, in motion. Bottom to the top, and Cameron's got it. In stride, across the 20, scoots to the 25, slides across the 30, 35, up to around the 40-yard line. Boy, we talk about waiting for your blocks to establish, and he did a great job there, Larry.
I was just going to say that very thing. I was going to say, you talk about patience. He had showed great patience there because the blocking was being strung out. The defense did a great job, and all he did was let the defense take itself where it wanted to go, and he cut back off it and made a nice game.
He hit the sidelines at the 38, so officially call it a gain of 20 on the play. First and 10 from the 38, 6:34 left to go in the first quarter, and the Hawks up 7-0 and looking for more in this contest.
Hartley's speed to the outside has been tremendous here tonight. They've only run it twice.
Too wide to either side to stretch out that defense. They'll keep it on the ground, get it across the 40-yard line, push back from there. I think that's Nick Onaga with the carry that time.
See, that's how they're going to rest Marquette Dixon. They put him out as a slot. And then, you know, run the ball inside. He doesn't have to do much. He can get a play off, basically. And Anika can score, too. He's a pretty good running back.
Aaron Reisner makes the hit on the play. Defensively for the Comets, their starters were listed as Joel Jackson up front, along with Billy Peer and Brett Barber. Linebackers, Ramses Redmond, along with Ethan Ingles, Aaron Reisner, and Andrew Reynolds in the secondary. Owen Laxo, Troy Speakman, Andy Peaks, and Trevon Flowers, although I've seen a lot of Brad Keener early in this contest as well, too. Second and 6 from the 41. One back in the backfield. This time, handoff goes to the wing back. It's Culver, spins across the 45, and Cameron up to around the 47-yard line, about a yard shy of the sticks.
It's an amazing thing. Here's Cameron Culver, who spent most of last year out with a knee injury, and you wouldn't know he had any problems. I mean, he's cutting, he's twisting, he's spinning, he's doing all the things a good running back does.
So third and one, they go with the heavy look this time with a wing to either side. They keep it on the ground, and they burrow their way underground and get the first down across midfield all the way down to the 49-yard line of the Comets.
The good old-fashioned scrum there. I think everybody on the field was on the pile except the quarterback.
And Nick Cohn finds the opening and has the first down from the 49. So the Hawks move the sticks again with 5:22 left to go. Chris Sawyer handles the offense. Have you seen anything different from the Hawks offensively than what they've shown in the past?
No. This is what they do, and they do it well. Toss sweep.
Coming near side. Dixon bobbles it, catches it, and goes all the way down to the 42-yard line around the left side before he's whipped down on the play by number 22, Andrew Reynolds, the outside linebacker.
I mean, the thing about Hartley's offense is it is very predictable in a lot of ways. Because they're so good at what they do, they're just going to do what they do, so you can tell what the play is going to be. Stopping, it's a whole different animal.
Second down, the long two now from the 41 with 4:40 left to go, first quarter. Second man throughs Dixon right up the gut on the toss. Inside the 37, undercut at the 36. Hit made on the play by Owen Laxo. Coming up from the secondary, had one solo last week. He comes in at quarterback, replacing Mason Schimmel, who was a three-year starter in the past for the Comets.
That's a nice open field tackle by Laxo, because if he doesn't make that tackle, it could be a shimmy and a shake, and down the sidelines we go. It's 7-0 right now for Hartley, and they're just looking to drive and get some more. They're at the 35, and it could get ugly if they're not stopped here soon.
Just grinding their way downfield.
Yep.
4:20 left from the 36 on a first down. Cone exits to the right. Hand off Dixon. Goes to the left and brought down. Good meet and greet at the line that time by number 22 again, and that is Andrew Reynolds, the outside backer.
Yeah, very good job. He did not bite on all that play fake and all that good stuff. It was just a counter play inside, and he closed the gap from his outside linebacker spot. Did a nice job.
They'll call it three, and we'll do the same thing. Second down and seven now from the 33. Under 4 minutes left to go. 3:53 and ticking. 7-0. The count in this one of the Hawks driving again.
Now, Hartley's in a no-huddle offense, but it's not a hurry-up offense. They're just no-huddle, so the defense can't really substitute. They keep them on the field. They keep in their stances, and they run the play.
Dixon, 9 carries, 60 yards. Gets it again. 10th carry is a big one, too. Off the left side, 25, all the way down to the 21-yard line before he's brought down from behind. That's another Bishop Hartley first down as the hit is made on the play by number one. That's Ramses Redmond.
Make it 75 yards. I mean, they'd better slow him down quick or he's going to have a huge night.
So the Hawks continue to methodically move down the field, milk the clock, 3.5 left to go. First and 10 going right to left near hash from the 21-yard line. On the delay off the left side, Blackman was hit again at the 20-yard line.
That's our man again.
Had to carry Reynolds for a couple of yards because Reynolds gave up some size to Mr. Blackman on the wing.
You know, Hartley's got a new tight end in the game, number 48, Jordan Smith, and he's only 5'11", 250. So, I mean, this is a tight end.
Only?
You know, only. That's his right leg. His left leg is a little bit bigger. But
he's on the left side, and on the other side is Jordan Kirkbride.
They've got everybody packed in tight.
Double tight. Blackman gets the handoff from the tailback slot this time inside the 15-yard line and let the scrum begin.
Oh.
Rugby breaks out lot inside the 11 down near the 10-yard line. That was 17 bodies going after the football.
I'm telling you.
There were four guys left out of that, maybe five.
Maybe. That's because they thought the play was over 5 yards earlier.
Gain all the way down to the 10 for Blackman. Second down from there. Second and about two with 2.5 left to go. Hawks up by a touchdown looking for more. Blackman a wing to the top this time. Hand off the fullback. Cone off the left side. And just kind of backs his way, then walks and carries defenders. It's kind of like the big brother trying to get rid of the little brother. Yeah. Just get out of my way. You're bothering
pest.
Me.
Just a pest. They got to give it to Cone again because he earned it with that run.
He's inside
gotta get
the two.
One. He's got to get another one.
First and goal from there. 2:13 left to go. He's got it, and you called it, and he did it. So there.
You have to reward that kind of effort. I mean, he had a great effort on the play before. You got to give him the ball again to give him a chance to get a score.
His first touchdown of the season. He's over 100 yards rushing now on the campaign in the first two games. He had about 300 yards last year. And with that being said, it is now 13-0 Hawks.
Hartley came out in double tight, foot-to-foot splits that almost did an entire drive and just pounded the ball inside.
Extra point time for Matteo Agresti. 2 of 3 on extra points last week, looking to go 2 of 2 here today. And in the first quarter with still 2:10 left on the clock. Good snap. Puts it up. And the sophomore nailed it. We'll break for 30 seconds. 14-0 Hawks on top on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Well, guys, DeSales has struck again. It's Alonzo Booth again. It's now 34-0 Stallions. And Reynoldsburg's Nathan Barco hits Justin Landers for a 19-yard touchdown pass. They lead St. Charles 7-0.
I'll have the Raiders next Thursday night when Reynoldsburg takes on Olentangy on Thursday Night Lights. That could be a lot of fun in that contest.
It's going to be a tough game tonight for St. Charles. Reynolds is a talented football team. They're a good, strong, physical team. Got some athletes.
Cards still looking to beat their first D1 school.
Welcome back, Bob. That's a rough way to start. Upper Arlington and Reynoldsburg back-to-back.
Cone heads in from a yard out. 12 plays, 82 yards in the drive, 4:33 off the clock. Hartley's run 23 plays, all runs, 10 first downs. Central Crossing, 3 plays on one drive. 14-0 could be worse. Could be raining, right?
Well, they've only had the ball twice. It's not like they could have scored 3 times.
Agresti with the honors. And short kick. Return's going to start from the 13 up across the 15, 20. Spin move and up to the 27-yard line. Push back from there is Andy Peaks. So Peaks with a nice return of about 14 yards. Let's see what Crossing can do now on offense, down by 14 with 2:04 left to go in the first stanza.
Crossing needs to put the ball in Derek Williams' hands and let him throw the short passing game and let him run the ball a little bit here and see if they can establish something, keep the football for a few minutes, because if they don't keep it, Hartley's going to wear them out.
You mentioned they've got size up front, 300, 240, 275, 230, and 275 in that front line. They go with two wide either side, one back in the backfield to the right of Williamson on a first and 10 from the 27. Back to throw from the gun. Looks on the out pattern. Pass is complete out across the 35-yard line. And tight rubbing the sidelines for a few extra yards on the play is Owen Laxo. And he'll have a first down. Reminder, after the CCL Game of the Week, be sure to tune in to the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you the scores and highlights from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. AMA 20 Scoreboard Show only right here on AMA 20. Williamson to throw, looking left and right, and now he will just throw it away at midfield.
It's a smart play by Derek. He did a nice job of getting out of the pocket, getting away from the rush, and then just threw the ball where nobody could get it.
A reminder, too, if you want to listen to us online, get the app, go to stgabrielradio.com. stgabrielradio.com. Love to have you, no matter where you are. If you don't have access to a radio, listen on your computer or on your phone as well.
Hartley looks like they're playing what we call cover one, which means free safety is free, but everybody else is locked up man-to-man. They walk the other safety down into the box.
So up Church in France now, Larry, in the backfield. And the second man through will be Pierre, and has an opening off the right side. 45 up the midfield and across it, down to the 48, maybe the 47-yard line. Is the second carry for Pierre France in this contest.
One of the problems with man-to-man is, as you're playing man-to-man, if somebody does break it, everybody may have their back turned, and it may go for a big gain. That time it did, for about 10 or 11 yards.
France with a dance, 4-11, move the sticks to the 49 of the Hawks, 1:43 left to go in the quarter. This time Williamson calls his own number after the fake to France and gets it down to the 46-yard line. And Derek's a beefy guy at quarterback, 5'11", 220.
Yeah, he doesn't look like your prototypical quarterback. He looks more like a fullback. He is a fullback who can throw the ball and run the ball. Big, strong athlete, good quarterback.
Signals the plays to his wideouts to either side, two to the left, two to the right. France alone back in the backfield from the gun again. Straight back to throw on the quick out pattern. Pass is complete. Laxo's got it. And a battle of number fives as he's tackled on a play by Elijah Carter coming up from the secondary for the Hawks. Starting defense for the Hawks, Jordan Smith, Ethan Amaya, and Anthony Majewski up front. Linebackers are Cody Kirkbride, Alexander Blackman, James Reese, along with Marquette Dixon and Jaden Manley in the secondary. Elijah Carter, who made the tackle, along with Jacob McFeeters and Cameron Culver, is the safety. On the ground, France. Left side, got by the first defender, but Blackman did enough to slow him down to make it easier to hit him at the 40-yard line.
You know, our favorite tight end, Jordan Smith, is in the game, too. Now, you're talking about a 250-pound defensive end now. Hartley has big, strong kids. They're also very athletic, and so they can play a three-man front and five linebackers and stop your running game.
Big play here. Fourth down and one from the 30-yard line, and Williamson to nudge it forward needs a yard. I don't know if he made it.
I think he's got the spot there, Coach. I think they gave him a good spot.
Let's see where they put it. It has to be past the 39-yard line. By the way, as we hit the top of the hour, you are listening to WBSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20, Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, and Scott Rex. Here at Central Crossing High School, and they gave him a gain of one in the nose of the football, so it's a first and 10 from inside the Hawk 39-yard line.
The Comets needed that play right there. They need to keep this drive going.
Trips top, one bottom, France to the left of Williamson from the gun. Handoff. France right up the gut, maybe two to around the 37-yard line. That's about it.
What the Comets are trying to do now is they put trips up to the field, and it took, since Hartley's playing man-to-man, it took three defenders out. They have a free safety deep, and it reduces the number of people in the box, and so it makes it easier to run. You just simply count.
Ethan Amaya makes the hit, and that will end the first quarter. All Hawks early on as they control things. 14 to nothing after 12 minutes of play. Week number two of the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at MalikLawFirm.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Guys, I heard you asking there in the break about a Watterson score. Olentangy Orange has a 7-3 lead over the Eagles. Olentangy Orange's touchdown, a defensive touchdown.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Williamson rolls to his left, looks downfield, pass incomplete, but a flag on the play intended for Owen Laxo. But, Larry, there's a flag at the 27.
Well, what Jordan Manley did, whether he interfered or he didn't interfere, he made a cardinal sin of defensive backs. He reached with the wrong arm. You always reach with the inside arm, and that way you can keep your other arm away from him, and he didn't do that, and I think he nudged him with his shoulder on the way by.
Pass interference is the call against the Hawks. 9 seconds into stanza number two.
It's kind of like not sliding into second base when you're stealing base. You're going to be out. Every time they're going to call you out just because you broke the golden rule.
I never had to slide, actually.
Yeah, you weren't good enough to get on first.
No, that's true. Thank you. Took my line away. 166 total yards for the Hawks, all on the ground. 45 for CC, 21 rushing, 24 passing. First and 10, mark the ball to 22. Williamson wants to throw, does throw. Far corner of the end zone, puts it up for grabs. And the pass incomplete, and the Hawks got a break there because the man in coverage never looked back for the football.
Well, that's our linebacker. That's number 51, Cody Kirkbride. And they got him matched up one-on-one with a slot because Hartley's playing press man coverage for the free safety, and they're going to find that. The spread offense is going to find the mismatch.
That was Laxo, by the way, the intended receiver. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 22. I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes about the third annual Evening with the Hawks coming up with Bishop Hartley. Second and 10 now from the 22, 15 seconds into the quarter. Williamson from the gun rolls left, pressure on, looks, guns downfield, pass is going to be incomplete that time. A nice play defensively, again looking for Laxo, and again coverage on the play for the Hawks by Manley.
That time he went with the inside arm, and he did a nice job of batting the ball away, and he could keep his shoulder away from him and not get the pass interference. Almost exactly the same play we just saw a few plays ago when they got the pass interference.
Third annual Evening with the Hawks. It's coming up Saturday, October the 15th, 5:30 to 7. A social and a basket raffle and dinner and program starting at 7 o'clock at Bishop Hartley High School. $30 per person. Attire is business casual. Probably more in a second. Big play here for the Comets. Third and 10 from the 22. 11:40 left in the half. Williamson back to throw, looking on the out pattern down the sidelines and way out of bounds, trying to make the catch that time. Null and void, as it was intended for Troy Speakman. That'll set up a fourth down. Do you go for it here, or do you try to kick, or what do you have to do? You got a great kicker in Carmichael.
Well, if he's a great kicker, you might kick it, but they're trying to get the linebacker matched up, and they ran a wheel route that time. They ran the outside receiver on the inside and the inside receiver on an out and up, and it's tough for Cody Kirkbride to run stride for stride with these good wide receivers that Crossing has.
Fourth down and 10 from the 22.
Right now they're going for it, but they may reconsider and call a timeout here.
They may have to take a timeout no matter what. They've taken a lot of time right now. We'll watch that back judge and see when his hand goes up in the air to let you know when the five-second mark has been reached. Up to the line, fourth and 10 from the 22. They'll get it off in time. Williamson rolling, gunning across the middle. Pass picked off, intercepted by the Hawks. Coming back the other way across the 30, the 35, down the sidelines. It is Manley across midfield, and Bishop Hartley gets the ball on the turnover with 11:24 left to go in the first half.
He threw a little late over the middle, and Jordan Manley just stepped in front of it right about the 2 or 3 yard line. Great pick by Jordan Manley. Tough pass. I mean, the quarterback has to throw it. It's fourth and 10. You've got to get the completion, so he had to get it, but he just waited a half a second too long.
41 yards on the return. Third annual Evening with the Hawks. All members and friends of the Hartley family are invited to come celebrate the past, present, and future of Bishop Hartley Athletics. Honoring the 16 Athletic Hall of Fame class, John Aramo from 80 Football and Wrestling, Jennifer Noble, 92 from Softball, Donald Tidwell, 93 Track and Field, Richard Lavender, 97 baseball, and the 86 state championship football team.
That's a pretty good football team. They beat us in the regional finals.
David Key and company.
They rushed for three. No, he was gone. He was gone. 85, he graduated.
85, David Key was gone?
Yeah.
First and 10 from midfield. Toss sweep far side. It's going to be Culver. Cameron trying to turn the corner. He does. With room to spare. 40, 35, 30. Acceleration, 25. And whipped down inside the 23-yard line.
Again, that was great timing by Cameron Culver. He just stretched that play. And when he hit that next gear, I'm telling you what, he had an extra gear going.
28 yards by Culver on the gain. First and 10 for the Hawks now. From the 22 of the Comets with 11:15 left to go. We've done a lot of living in 45 seconds, haven't we?
No, we have. And they pounded them inside the tackles. Now they're going outside with Cameron Culver. It's almost not fair. Now they've got an unbalanced line to the short side of the field. This looks like either a jet sweep or a toss sweep into the boundary.
And look who's wide to the bottom, semi-wide. It's Philip Cole, the sophomore we were talking about, two wide at the top. Cole in motion. And he's going to get the handoff. Bottom to top he goes inside the 20 and squirts through a little hole inside the 15 near the 14-yard line.
See, the jet sweep or toss sweep when they go power into the boundary with the extra man, and you can't stop it. I mean, what are you going to do, put extra guys over there? Well, then they're going to run to the field.
Now, if you notice, Cole looked at the play band on his wrist and then kind of got a little hop there for 1 second. So
he's kind of thought,
I'm going to get the ball. And a timeout going to be taken by the Comets with 10:33 left to go. Their first will burn one as well, too. 10:33 left to go. Bishop Hartley on top, 14-0. The CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Alonzo Booth with his third touchdown run to Sales leads Clarkson North 42-0. In the Battle of Dublin, it's Kaufman 10-0 over Sciota. And in the Battle of Hilliard, Darby leads Davidson 3-0.
Outstanding.
Larry, you called that. You said that Hilliard would win in one game and Dublin would win in the other.
Absolutely.
So got to give you credit. You're right on top of things there.
Buy low, sell high.
Thank you very much.
Just trying to help out.
Ball's free. Collins trouble with a snap there, and he falls on it back around the 19-yard line. If he's 6'1 or 6'2, I'm not sure he gets back to the football, but being 6'6, he was able to reach back and garner that thing back around the 19.
I'm telling you, he's a big hoss. He looks like a tight end to me. You know, he's 6'6, he's 220, minimum.
So it'll be third down back in the 19-yard line. Third down and just about seven from there with 10-10 left to go.
Okay, now last time out of this formation, they ran jet sweep. Watch for the counter play off of this jet sweep. They could run jet again, but watch for the counter.
Cole is widest to the bottom, two wide to the top. Backs to the backfield are split. Culver exits, and we've got whistles, and we've got a false start called on the offense. Mark it back five. It'll be third and 12.
That was our little sophomore wide receiver, Philip Cole. He flinched a little bit right before the snap. If you want to get playing time on this team and you're a sophomore, you can't be doing that stuff.
Keep that in mind. I'm only a freshman now, so next year I'll try to remember that.
If you get on the field, we've got a scoop.
You're the only guy that started as a senior, and you still are senior. I always look up to you, though.
That's senior.
Senior.
See.
First down. Now check that. Third down and a dozen. On the delay. Big gap off the left side. Dixon, 15, 10, 5 on a third and long. Does he break the play? He does not. He stumbles down inside the two near the one-yard line.
I looked at the back judge, and it looked like he signaled to the line judge that it was a touchdown, but then the line judge marked him down at the one. So it doesn't matter. It's down at the one. It's first and goal at the one, and guess who's getting it?
Well, Dixon now has 23 yards in that carry. He's got to be near the century mark. And it'll be Cone takes it in for the touchdown. Well, 95 is near 100, I was just told. So,
yeah.
And with that being said, the touchdown now makes it 20-0 as Cone takes it in, the 6'4", 230-pound junior. And it's 20-0 in favor of Bishop Hartley.
Too easy. It's just too easy. Central Cross is going to have to stiffen somewhere inside. They just ran a counterplay. Hartley ran an inside counterplay, and it busted big. Third and 14, most teams pass, not Hartley.
Well, on top of that, if it would have been fourth and 14 there, they probably still would have gone for it.
Yeah, they did anyhow, didn't they?
Jack Boffman, by the way, is the holder. Corey Cresty. Good snap. Puts it up. And he's made three in a row in this contest. 21-0. Still a lifetime left. 9:28 in the first half right here on the CCL Game of the Week. We're presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation. And this is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our customers. Dan says, I can attest to their quality customer service and their commitment to delivering an unmatched customer experience. I have personally purchased my last 10 vehicles from Miracle Motor Mart, and if my extended family is included, that number jumps up to over 28. Sincerely, Daniel Horgan, Mayor of Akron, Ohio. Miracle Motor Mart, where we treat everybody like the mayor.
Well, guys, I spoke too soon. Hilliard Darby has scored a touchdown run from 9 yards out. It is now 10-0 over Davidson, and Pick Central has a 28-0 lead over Independence.
Go Darby. Sorry, I'm a homer.
I'm Jethro. Ready to boot it. What I do now is I look at my two schedules on Thursday and Friday nights, and I root for the team that's going to make the matchup the best on Thursday or Friday, respectively.
Not me. I have loyalty to my Hilliard Darby boys.
You know, I would, except the fearless head coach there never agreed to be on a Thursday night game, and now he's on one, but not with me.
He has standards.
That's true. Somebody has to.
I'm just saying.
That's Larry Wolf, the standard free man. So here we go. Agresti to boot it left to right, up now. The Hawks 21-0. Plenty of leg. There's the kick, and let's see if we get a return. It's going to bounce inside the 5-yard line. Scooped up there on the return by Peaks. Far side spins, and he got drilled at the 13-yard line. Solid hit right after a 10-yard return on the play, and the hit made by number 11. That's Ben Dankow. Dankow stands 5'10", 165, and doesn't hit like a junior. All right, if you're the Comets, Larry, what do you do in this situation?
You've got to keep doing what you do. Your quarterback is your best player, and he's got to make plays for you in the short passing game, and he's got to run the football when he's not throwing the ball in the flats. And that's what they're going to have to do.
Kona, 1 yard run. That was a 5-play, 50-yard drive. Took 1:56 off the clock after the Manly interception return of 41 yards. And now we stand at 21-0, 9:23 left to go. First and 10 Comets from, let's call it the 14-yard line, with two wide at the bottom, one at the top, wing to the bottom, one back in the backfield, and they'll hand it off, and France looks for a gap. Nice little move to the outside, but that's only going to gain him another 2 yards. It looked nice, but he only sidestepped one defender. By the time he did that, the flow got to him defensively near side here, and he got it up to around the 21. I'm going to say his knee touched, though, at the 20.
Jacob McPheeters for Hartley came in and just buried his head and got sideswiped. I mean, it was a great run there.
Gain of 6, second and 4. Twins to either side, one back in the backfield. Williamson from the gun. Looks right. Bubble screen, pass, deflected, tip. And going to be picked off by Blackman. Now, the Hawks may have gotten away with one because their fans over here on the near side from Central Crossing thought for sure there was pass interference, because indeed it did look like the arm was wrapped around the intended receiver.
That's probably a good missed call there, because I think Hartley got away with one there. What they had was stacked receivers on the outside, and Hartley's in a bump coverage, and so the inside receiver took off to the inside, and when he was being bumped and he got free of the bump, the arm came around him and wrapped him up pretty good. But the ball was deflected, and Hartley intercepted it.
So bottom line, you thought that was pass interference.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
If I was coaching in blue, I'd be
upset.
A little bit upset, yep.
First and 10 from the 19 now for the Hawks on the turnover. Tight set, backs from an eye. Dixon right up the middle, 20, 15. Carries defenders down to inside the 12-yard line.
This Hartley front line is just absolutely dominating the trenches. They're just pushing Central Crossing all over the place. It's 4 and 5 yards before anybody gets a hand on a running back.
Nick Dawes, Thomas Kazmir, Matt Steinecker, along with Cody Kirkbride and Adam Cohn up front. Adam, by the way, is Nick's brother.
This looks like one of those inside counter plays from the wing back.
Only one back in the backfield right now. That's Cohn. Yep. And here comes the counter. Blackman, the wing back, right up the middle, and just takes people into the end zone for the touchdown. With 8:08 left to go, then it was 27-0. And boy, he just ran by people.
I mean, when the fullback lines up where he lines up, which is about 2 yards from the ball, and the wing back is cheated back a little bit, you know it's the inside counter. You got to be able to stop that. And he just couldn't do it. Hartley just walled him down, and there was a hole that you and I could have run through. We wouldn't have scored, but we could have run through the hole.
Good to know.
It would have been a one-yard game. We would have fallen flat. I'm just saying. I've seen this run. It's not a pretty thing.
Reinhardt on the carry. No gain on the play.
But it was wide open. That's right.
Agresti now. May have to ice his leg at halftime. Boffman to hold again, looking for his fourth extra point with 8:08 left to go. Low snap, bounces in there. It's going to be up, and did he make it? Somehow, great recovery by Boffman on a low snap to put that down in Agresti. Changed his timing, Larry, just a little bit, and got it through for the extra point.
I think he kicked it underneath the defender. I think the defender overdove the play because the timing was so botched. Crazy.
We were mentioning the third annual evening with the Hawks coming up again. That is Saturday, October the 15th, 5:30 to 7 p.m., a social with a basket raffle. This is at Bishop Hartley High School, 1285 Zettler. Then 7 to 11 is the dinner and the program. And it's all to celebrate the past, present, and future of Bishop Hartley Athletics. Honor the valiant, the brave, and the true. We mentioned the class of Aramo, Fetters, Noble, Tidwell, Lavender, and the 86 State Football Championship team. You can attend or support the event, too. You can register online or detach little flyer that they have. We can give you more information about that at halftime when we talk to Pat Murphy, the athletic director at Bishop Hartley.
I had the pleasure of being a coach when Johnny Aramo was running the football for the Hawks, and he was just unbelievable as a football player and a great, great wrestler. And I had the mispleasure of coaching against that 86 state championship, Terrence Davis.
Number 34.
Yeah, he was a stud. They rushed for 351 yards against us, passed for three, and beat us, I think, 21-7 or 28-7, something like that.
Blackman on a 12-yard run. Agresti, the PAT, two plays, 19 yards after the turnover. So Blackman makes the pick and scores a touchdown on the return. It's a short kick, and the Comets running north and south a little bit, but mostly east and west, and they're going to probably negate that return and probably only go back about 2 yards because they tried to look for the opening and couldn't find anything. Troy Speakman was looking for a seam, and he's going to be brought down back inside the 35-yard line, closer to the 31, it looks like. So the Comets get it back down by 28. Remember, in the second half, if need be, we'll have that 30-point rule in effect, too.
Technically speaking, he ran southwest. he was running away from Hartley.
Hey, don't forget, Larry and I will pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game at the end of this contest. Martin is a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Williamson on the quarterback draw gets it up to maybe the 32-yard line, and that is it. Dixon playing some defense makes the hit on the play. Let Martin J. Mitchell make sure you're ready for any emergency. He has two locations, including 3816 Fishinger Boulevard in the Hilliard area, 614-529-4259. Again, that's 614-529-4259. The Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. You got your hands full trying to decide that already.
Yeah, you got that right. Well, they haven't thrown a ball.
Well, think about it. Blackman, though, with a pick and a touchdown.
Yep.
Manley's touched the ball a couple times as well, too, making big plays. The handoff, they go right up the gut, near hash, up to around the 34-yard line. It'll be third down and six from there.
You know, on the previous play, Derek Williamson had a good play. It was a quarterback draw, and the only thing that happened was Jake Kaiser, the left tackle, missed his block on the middle linebacker. That play would have gone for big yardage. But you're talking about a 300-pounder trying to block Marquette Dixon. He's just too athletic in space, and he made him miss and made the tackle.
France picks up two to the 34. It'll be third and six from there. 7 minutes left to go in the first half. There's your seven-minute warning. You don't get that too often.
It's not the scheme that's wrong. It's just trying to coach or play against these athletes.
Hartley was bluffing blitz, and then they did violate the neutral zone. Let's see if it's encroachment or a false start. It's a false start. That's why they violated the neutral zone. So march it back five. It'll be third down and long. A little shuffling the defensive line now for the Hawks. As coming into the contest will be Ethan Amaya, and checking out will be Patrick Gilliland. Those guys will alternate a lot, Larry, at the nose.
And Max Steinecker's getting a blow on defense, too. He plays both ways, so he's off the field now on defense.
Five wide, three to the top, two to the bottom, and I think Central Crossing wants a timeout. So they'll take it with 6:50 left to go here in the first half. It's 28-0 in this contest. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll have the highlighter. We'll talk with Pat Murphy, the AD at Bishop Hartley. Also,
do we have to?
Wow, I'm going to tell him you said that.
Okay.
I'm going to give him your number, too.
Pat and I were together at Bishop Reedy.
Ryan Baker will have scores of other games going on in Central Ohio. and he'll have those as well, too, in the postgame. Ryan, anything else right now that's going on in high school football you'd like to share with the rest of the class?
Well, big games in the area tonight. Waterson, they've just kicked another field goal. They trail Olentangy Orange 7-6. St. Charles just about put one in the end zone, but Reynoldsburg stopped him, so Reynoldsburg has 99 yards to go here. And we've been updating you on that Battle of Hilliard, guys. Ryan Royer had a 68-yard touchdown run, so Davidson has cut the Derby lead to 10-7.
We don't want to hear bad news.
Derby got slapped around in week number one.
Hey, watch out. Watch
By Olentangy.
Olentangy's a pretty good football team.
Mark Solis and company. Reynoldsburg, in week number one, I was watching New Albany in that contest, and you know what? There's something about those two teams. There's chemistry when they get together.
They don't like each other.
It goes down to the end, or it's double overtime or something. And that was a wild one at 35-28. Reynoldsburg and Olentangy in week number three on a Thursday, so that should be a lot of fun. Next Friday, we got a great game. Reedy will take on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Third down, they need 11 from their own 29. Williamson steps forward, bounces one into the turf, and it's picked up on that backward pass, and the ball is free after the end of the play. It looked like Pilkington lost the handle, and they're going to rule it a fumble, and the Hawks get the football on the turnover, and it's Jordan Smith after the backward pass to Pilkington that was bounced into the turf.
That is a play. It's called the bounce pass, and what they do is they ran motion to trips to the boundary. They threw a bounce pass out here. Most of the time, the defenders stop, and they had a backside receiver streaking down the middle of the field, and he was fairly open. It was set up to be a double pass, and Hartley blew it up. It came right through the double team on the block and made the tackle on the play and caused the fumble.
But it seemed like there was a big delay between when Pilkington was corralled there and then the ball came free. But Jordan Smith gets credit for a fumble recovery and yet another turnover. The Hawks have another short field with 6:42 left.
Now you're back into your double tight, everybody in tight offensive formation.
Dixon, and you have to look for him closely, even at 6'1 with the big bodies inside. Gets it inside the 20-yard line and gets it down to around the 16 before he's knocked down on the play. So a nice gain on first down.
I know we said this last year, but the offensive line for Hartley, they are always downfield blocking. Everybody's engaged with somebody. They don't stop. Even when the whistle blows, they just keep blocking for another half second or so. It's just, they're well-coached. They're just a machine.
How tired is that Comet defense right now?
They're dead tired.
Lucky for them, it's not 90 degrees like it has been in the past. Cone's going to check out. Toss sweep near side. Dixon short side of the field. 15 down to the 10-yard line. And that should be enough for another first down for the Hawks. And should be, if they spot it on the 10, a first and goal, Bishop Hartley.
Brad Keener came up from a secondary position and made a nice hit down around the knees, or he was going to score again. This is a physical, tough running team. Now, Hartley just comes right at you. Nothing pretty.
A shame for the Central Crossing folks here because they have a huge crowd on the near side.
It's a great home crowd for them.
Dixon now, 14 carries, 113 yards. How about Collins, the quarterback? How do you grade him?
Well, what do you have to do? Hand the ball to somebody big and strong and get out of the way.
Triple stack on the guy this time. I'll say he's doing well. How's that? Dixon pushes people ahead inside the 2 to the 1. Did he break the plane? Yes. Touchdown. Marquette Dixon. 5:31 left to go, and now it's 34-0 in favor of Bishop Hartley.
Hartley ran the triple stack eye with an unbalanced line to the left and just ran power football to the left and said, stop us if you can, and it couldn't happen. I mean, it's just right now it's too easy.
And I mentioned it earlier, it is like picking on your little brother right now,
and it shouldn't be that way. But right now, Crossing's a little demoralized, and I can understand it.
Moffman to hold, Agresti for the extra point. Decent snap, plenty of leg, the kick is up, and 35-0, Bishop Hartley, 5:31 left to go. Larry, you've been in situations like this before, probably too many times as a head coach, you'd like to admit to, but what do you tell your team if you're down, say, 35-0 at halftime?
Well, you go out and you shorten the game. You say, we're going to win the next series. We have to win the series. We have to prove to ourselves that we can win the series. When we win one series, we're going to win the next series on defense. We have to prove to ourselves we can do that. We have to step up because this game isn't about this game per se. It's about the next 8 games. And you don't want your kids thinking the game's over. It's 35-0. Play the game within the game. Play every play like it's the last play you have and win that play. You can choose not to lose. There's a difference between winning and not losing. And that's what the Comets have to do right now is choose not to lose. Just fight.
I'm going out on the field right now, buddy.
Listen, that's the best I got. That's
that was good.
Well, there's a difference between winning and not losing.
I understand.
And when you're getting brains beat in here, if you can learn to fight, the day will come when that fight will come back to help you.
Dixon on a 10-yard run, three plays, 21 yards after the turnover, 1:11 off the clock. Agresti with the PAT. Dixon now 15 carries, 123 yards, and two touchdowns. Agresti with the boot. And it's going to hit inside the 10 and go to about the 2. And a little seam to the far side for Peaks. He looks for the opening, and he's brought down from behind. That's the thing. When they wait for a hold, the Hawks then swarm to the other side and just bring them down from behind because they have such incredible team speed.
When you play against Hartley, you have to go north and south, and you have to go vertical right now because the longer you take, the more of those guys get there in an angry mood.
So 5:23 left to go in the first half. To get the most up-to-date and complete scores from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, Licking County League, and the Mid-State League, go to the new AM820scoreboard.com website. That's AM820scoreboard.com website, or follow us on Twitter at AM820scoreboard. Again, don't forget about that app, too, StGabrielRadio.com, and listen to us all the time. France, off the right side, now takes it up the gut, finds the opening up across the 25 to around the 28-yard line before he's knocked down on the play as Blackman, along with Culver, help to make the hit.
Now, that's one of the things the spread offense gives you. You just count the number of guys in the box, and you can change the play to a run or a pass depending on what you need to do. And they hardly have a three-man line, and they're spread out all over the place covering all these wide receivers. Got an empty backfield now with just a quarterback.
Three to the bottom. One man from top to bottom in motion as Speakman gets the handoff across the 34 up to around the 35-yard line before Troy is brought down on the play. So a nice gain there. And as you mentioned, just try to win a couple downs here, try to get a first down, move the sticks, and just try to get some momentum going.
Win a play, win a series, win a quarter. You may not win the game, but you got to teach yourself not to quit, not to lose.
Trips to the top. One to the bottom, one back in the backfield. Williamson will keep off the left side. Left hash, 40, 45. Works his way to the outside midfield and brought down from behind. Run down from behind. And there's the team speed that you see. Cody Kirkbride, the linebacker, ran him down.
Luis Olivio did a nice job pulling from the backside, from the right side of the offensive line that time, and pulled around. It was a designed quarterback keep, and they wrapped the backside guard around. They had an isolation play with the quarterback, and he kept it and got big yardage.
Gain of 21 on the play. First and 10 from the Hawk 45-yard line. It'll be France left side. Looks for a gap and finds very little, maybe a couple yards. There's a flag down way in the secondary thrown by the back judge back at the 28-yard line.
I'm not sure anybody was down there.
Peters was down there. I didn't see anybody else. And Larry turned off the lights.
Story of my life.
Wow.
Too many guys on the field, maybe? What do we got there? Legal substitution, legal participation, something.
It's a legal participation. He put his hands on his head, so that's a legal participation.
There's 12
out
there now.
That's a new defense you run.
The 4-4-4 is a tough defense, man. I'm telling you.
It's hard to beat that. What for?
It's Canadian football. Somebody's going to have to leave.
Why?
Well, you're going to get another one of those.
I like Canadian football.
Hey?
So does DeSales right now.
Max Steiniger just left the field, so he's not the culprit. He just happened to be the guy that had to come off.
Yeah, so they switched from the 4-4 defense, 4-4-4, we should say. Williamson on the quarterback draw to the right side, inside the 30, 25-20, down to the 18, keeps fighting inside the 15 to the 14 and maybe the 13. He got hit at the 19. Larry, what's changed on this drive?
That's the same play they ran the other direction. That time, number 57, Matt Peck, from the left guard, wrapped around to the right side. It was a quarterback draw with a lead blocker, and they just walled down and wrapped the guy around. It's great play. Quarterback power, basically, is what it is.
Williamson picked up 16 on the play, and a timeout going to be taken, I think, by the Hawks. And Brad Birchfield, who's the defensive coordinator, says, hey, guys, I don't want to let up right now. Let's regroup here and make a stand defensively with 4:13 left to go in the first half.
Yeah, and Hartley has to keep their edge, too. That's the other side of it. You know, it's hard to coach in these games on both sides. On the one side, you want to keep fighting. On the other side, you don't want to quit fighting. It's tough to do.
Check out the St. Gabriel Radio archives at stgabrielradio.com. You can listen to or download hundreds of great programs, including the CCA Game of the Week, Larry's favorite, and Bishop Campbell's Weekly Reflections. Just click on the archives at stgabrielradio.com. And be sure to tell your friends to tune in to AM 820 for the best and most complete high school football coverage in Central Ohio. We start the night at 6 p.m. with a preview show followed by the CCL Game of the Week. And we wrap it up with the scores and highlights on the scoreboard show presented by ThisWeekSports.com every Friday night during the football season right here on AM 820. So if you're Brad Birchfield, what do you tell your D?
Stiffen up. We're not giving up points here. We're not giving up points here. Play tough. Do what you're supposed to do. Eye control. The defense has to have good eye control. You have to see what you're supposed to see and react to that instead of seeing all this other stuff. They've got an empty backfield again. It's a numbers game. There's five guys in the box. You got five offensive linemen and a quarterback. So it's 6-on-5.
Three to the top, two to the bottom for Williamson. Looks to his right on the draw. He's going to keep it, and this time gain about a yard, and that's about it. He's shut down as he goes off the right-hand side. Hit made on the play by James Reese III, the inside linebacker for the Hawks.
See, that time Hartley fired the linebacker, and he undercut the pulling guard, so that botched up the play.
Second and nine from the 13, 3:50, and taking first half. Bishop Hartley on top, 35-0.
This is a great formation for the Comets because basically it's 6-on-5 in the box.
Laxo moves to the top now to make it three again to the top of the formation. Now one man in motion, top to bottom. That's France. And it'll be a bubble screen to Speakman. But no blocker right in front of him, so he's going to get knocked out of bounds at the 16-yard line. The problem was on the pass, Larry went back a little bit, and the blockers were about six or seven yards upfield.
Up front, and they allowed penetration up underneath the blockers. The timing of that has to be a little bit better. The blockers have to wait a little bit longer and engage and stay engaged. Hartley got off the blocks and made the play.
So it'll be third down now, and mark the ball back to the 16-yard line. Third down. And a dozen from there.
So now the Comets brought in a running back to block. This is Pierre France back there, and he's going to block so they get this pass off.
Whoa. High snap. Williamson tips it to himself, just decides to tuck and run, gets inside the 10, inside the 5, and all the way down to the 3-yard line. So on a busted play, he picks up a first down.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether that was a design run or a pass or what it was, because the ball was a high snap to begin with. He tipped it up to himself. Everything was kind of boogered up in there, and the timing was so bad it worked out.
First and goal from the 3, 3:24 and ticking. First half, Williamson again with an empty backfield. And a tuck and run again, and this time knocked down. I think that was Smith that was waiting for him, the defensive end.
The defensive end closed. See, he did what he was supposed to do the last time, which is when his tackle goes down inside, we have an injury on the field here, and I don't know exactly who this is.
It's for the Comets down around the 6-yard line. Yeah. Not Williamson, is it?
It might be. I don't see him out there. It's Derek Williamson. He got drilled from the backside. Number 48, Jordan Smith, the defense end, right defensive end. When his tackle went down inside the block on that counterplay, he closed hard, which is what he's supposed to do.
So they attend to Williamson at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, the Comets cannot afford to lose Derek Williamson.
Just got this update from the world of racing from NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is now out for the rest of the season because of the concussion symptoms. So Dale Jr. no longer going to race this season.
You wonder how many races his dad won while he had a concussion. You know what I mean? Those old guys, I'm not even sure they knew they had a concussion.
And look what his dad did, ironically, too, by not wearing the Hans device. Yeah. Some say it cost him his life. Some say he would have probably perished anyway.
But you know what's strange about all that? When you saw the accident, you wouldn't have thought that was a fatality.
No, the one person that did was Darrell Waltrip, though, for some reason.
Because he saw it head-on into the wall.
That's right, and because he's lived it in the past, too. So Williamson is down at the 7-yard line being attended to.
So this is not good for the Comets.
3:10 left to go. You're already down 35. The last thing you want to see is something like this happen to a squad that's going to try to bounce back after a tough week one at Pickerington North. Next week, they head to Grove City. Then they're at Reynoldsburg, at Groveport, 3 in a row on the road. Then they host Davidson. They're at Kauffman. They take on Westland. They're at Upper Arlington. And they host Marysville. And he is on his feet. It looks like he's going directly to the locker room.
Looks like a left arm, left upper body side.
He's holding that left arm, yep. On the other side for Bishop Hartley, the first six on the road. After this game, they're at Marion Franklin, at DeSales, at Kilbourne, at St. Charles, and they host Reedy, host Watterson, at Lima Central Catholic, and then they host Reigning Sports in week 10. So second down and goal from the 5-yard line.
And guess Pierre France is going to get this ball. He's
Cameron Peck is the backup quarterback, too, by the way, Larry. The sophomore.
This looks like an inside zone play.
France, the lone back in the backfield, trips to the top. France has got the handoff off the left side, gets it inside the 3 to the 2-yard line.
Inside zone to the left. It's just an easier play for the quarterback. You didn't have to read that. That was just a give all the way.
So Cameron Peck, 5'8 and 165, the backup signal caller. And no stats so far for him on the season.
Two-back set. Power set.
Is it Upchurch and France? Upchurch, nope. It's France off the left side. There's nothing there. The Hawks shut it down. And it'll be fourth down.
And probably two, it looks like.
I think he lost a half yard. Yep. Fourth and goal from the two with 2:22 left to go in quarter number two. So what do you do here? You got your second string quarterback.
You got to go for it. I mean, I'm not sure you have a choice.
Create something with a rollout here. This is a straight running play. Speakman's going to check in. France is going to exit the backfield.
You got an empty set. You got a numbers game in favor of the Comets in the box.
But you've got a sophomore signal caller who's going to roll to his right and look and throw underneath, and the pass is incomplete, and the Hawks bend. They do not break, and Bishop Hartley will get it back with 1:52 left.
That was almost intercepted by number 24, Jacob McPheeters. If he had picked that one off, it was going to be a 97-yarder back.
There were three sets of Hawk arms or wings there, nearly got to the football.
Yeah, they had a lot of chances to grab that one.
So Bishop Hartley gets it back first and just about 97 with 1:52 left to go in the first half.
Don't be surprised if they go the distance here. I'm just telling you, because you just broke their back a little bit there on that goal line stand.
And obviously we'll try to get a status update on Derek Williamson as we start the second half of this contest. 1:52 left to go. Hawks deep in their own territory, but up by 35. This time they go with the backs from an offset eye. It goes to the fullback, and Cohn gets through the hole all the way up to the 12, maybe the 13. Falls forward, number 14, to near the 14-yard line, but his knee touches it around the 13. See what they give him. Are they going to give him 9 or 10? They're going to give him 9.5. Second and less than one. And that was nothing fancy at all, Larry.
Straight fullback dive.
Dixon, off the left side, finds the gap across the 20-yard line to the 22, maybe the 23. Has the first down. A great double block that time out front by Max Steinecker. The center got two different guys that he picked off, the first wave and the second wave.
Hartley is running what we call a toss iso. They're tossing the ball back to its tailback, which looks like the play should go wide, but they're running it up inside in the B gap between the guard and attack.
How many years have they done that with the likes of Woodley and then Hickman and now Dixon?
Yep.
First and 10 from the 23. Cohn exits the backfield. Toss sweep far side. Dixon, 20-25. Dixon with a posse out across the 30-yard line to maybe the 32 before he's knocked down.
Another first down.
1:02 left to go.
Clock
needs to stop on a first down.
Clock needs to stop.
Well, 35-point game.
Oh, that's right.
We'll do.
That's right. Is it 30 points? It's going to be second half, doesn't it?
Second half.
Hartley may just let this run out.
Run another play or two. We've seen Brad do interesting things in the last minute of a quarter and a half before. From the 33, with 43 seconds left to go, Cameron Culver in motion. Collins going to throw, and the pass is complete across the 40-yard line. And knocked out of bounds Culver into the training bench at around the 47-yard line. Well, I told you he does interesting things in the last minute. It's kind of like a tune-up for the team.
Yeah, that's a good time to throw the ball, actually, for your backup quarterback, because there's really no harm, no foul here. I mean, you're down the last 34 seconds. Your defense is playing well, so you want him to get to where he can throw the ball, because you know what? You may need him down the road.
First and 10 from the 47-yard line. 34.1 left to go in the first half.
Toss sweep left.
Nope. Blackman in motion, though, top to bottom. Toss sweep right, maybe? Nope. Nice. Collins rolling left. He's looking. He's throwing downfield and overthrows his receiver Manley at the 42-yard line.
I'm going to tell you what, Collins throws a nice ball. The only thing he didn't do there was get his shoulder squared. He rolled left, and he kind of slung it a little bit. But I'll tell you what, he throws a nice ball. He's a big, strong quarterback. He throws a nice football.
Great arm. He likes math and collecting shoes.
Ooh. You got to know math to know how many you have, I guess.
They go hand in hand. Ask Amilda Marcos,
foot,
right?
Foot.
You only have to count to two, right?
And not if he's collecting.
Okay.
He might be wearing two, but he's collecting a lot more.
Second and 10 from their own 47-yard line. 28.5 left.
He's got a lot of soul.
Oh, boy. Your heel. Culver in the slot. On the delay, it's Dixon, 45, midfield. 45, puts his head down 40, and got drilled right at the 40-yard line. Hitting him from behind was Ethan Ingles, the inside linebacker, but a nice gain on the play.
You know, the only thing that's going to keep Hartley out of the end zone here may be the clock. That may be it.
Picks up 13, first and 10 from the 40-yard line, 20 seconds left to go in a half. And there's 8 on the line for the Comets. So Collins looks long, downfield for Manley, and lost the handle at the 9-yard line. Had his fingertips on that and couldn't corral it at the 9. 10.1 left to go. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the Comet 40.
That ball was perfectly thrown. It hit him right in both palms, and he fell. He stumbled at the 2. So, I mean, the ball hit him about the 9, but they'd had the ball at the 2 with 10 seconds left.
And that was some touch pass, too. That's not an easy ball to throw, is it?
Rolling left, throwing it from about middle of the field to the numbers on the wide side. Pretty good throw. That ball's in the air about 40 yards, 35 yards.
Third and 10 from the 40, 10 seconds left to go in the first half. Dixon on the delay, 40, 35. Marquette trying to cut it outside. He has the first down. That'll stop the clock when they move the chains with 28 seconds left to go, 3.1 left to go. You take a shot? You take a timeout, perhaps?
Sure, yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, you got to take a timeout.
You got two injured players. Yep. For
you got two Comets down. One is up. The other is still down.
One looks like he got a helmet in the stomach. And the other one I don't know about.
He's walking around back at the 20-yard line. I think that's Trayvon Flowers, who is the one that took one to the midsection. He's bending over, and he's standing up at the 20, but we've got another player down right at the 32-yard line. Flowers, the DB, is having a hard time catching his breath, so Trayvon's going to check out. Could be Speakman.
It is.
So Troy Speakman slowly coming off the field. So some of the big guns getting banged up here in this first half for the Comets. So 3.1 left to go. And officially, the Hawks, by the way, did burn a timeout, so they've taken two. They took the first one when Brad Birchfield gave them a lecture. Their defense kind of let them down a little bit. Dixon now 19 carries, 169 yards, two touchdowns. Will we see much of him in the second half?
Probably part of the third quarter, and that'll be it. I'm guessing maybe two series in the third quarter, and that'll be it.
3.1 on the clock. From the 28-yard line.
He's going to let this baby go. They got twins at the top. That's where the ball's going to go.
First and 10. Collins looking across the middle. Ball's tipped, and the pass falls incomplete. And zeros on the clock, and that will do it. It was intended for Cameron Culver at the 10-yard line, and an impressive display by the Hawks, Larry, in the first half, leading 35-0.
They pretty much did what they wanted to do. They ran inside. They ran outside. Their defense was pretty stout all but for one drive. Central Crossing put together one nice drive. The Hawks have been very dominant in the trenches, very dominant.
And I'll remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this game will now be played with a running clock per the OHSAA point differential rule. The clock will be stopped after changes of possession at the end of periods and for timeouts. If the point differential should fall beneath 30, normal clock operations will resume. Your mileage may vary. With that being said, it's halftime. Coming up in a moment, we'll have the highlighter. You like it when I talk legal like that, don't you? And we'll talk with Pat Murphy, the AD of Bishop Hartley, later on. Ryan and Lee will check some of the scores at halftime from other games, courtesy of Mount Carmel Health. All that more coming up on the halftime show. We'll pause right now at the break. Week number 2, all Bishop Hartley, 35-0 over Central Crossing on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because you and the